This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T. Fax 989-466-5956. Regarding Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-C-E, Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N. Date of birth 1/12/1942. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Newman with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, hypertension, and severe anemia with history of GI bleeding. She was in Alma Hospital in the emergency department. On November 27th this year, after her labs were drawn that day and her hemoglobin came back at 5.5, and it was 8.7 a month before. So she was sent directly to the emergency room because that was a very rapid loss, and we weren't sure about her medical stability. Once there, she received a total of 3 units of packed red blood cells. And the last hemoglobin that they checked prior to discharging her was 8.0. She did have a pro-BNP level of 2360 at that time also. She reports that she is feeling much less tired and much less short of breath after getting the blood. But the ER said she'll need a referral to a GI specialist. Even though she's had colonoscopies and EGDs, she may need the pill endoscopy done. She also believes she's had a history of protein S deficiency, so maybe she needs a hematology referral also. She does have the chronic atrial fib, so she's anticoagulated with warfarin, and she takes low-dose aspirin as well, 81 milligram a day. And cardiology believes those should not be changed. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, no changes in dyspnea other than improvement. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No diarrhea, no visual blood or melena, no dysphagia, no current edema. Medication list is reviewed. I also want to highlight the Bumex. She takes 2 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, and 1 milligram Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday in the evening. Also, bisoprolol is 5 milligram twice a day, spironolactone 25 milligram twice a week on Monday and Friday. Potassium is 20 mil equivalent 3 times a week, once on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. She's got hydralazine, Imdur, Crestor, Synthroid, and allopurinol also. Physical exam, weight 199 pounds, pulse 78, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cough is 140/50. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done November 27th, 2023. In addition to the hemoglobin, her white count was 4.1, platelets 132,000, electrolytes were normal with the potassium of 3.8, phosphorus 3.7, albumin was 3.6, calcium 8.1, and creatinine 1.53 with estimated GFR of 34. And then the hemoglobin after 2 units of packed red blood cells was 8, and then she received 1 more unit and then was discharged. So there was not another hemoglobin done since she was discharged from the ER. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. We will continue to get monthly labs. 2, severe anemia, suspected GI losses. She will need a referral per her primary care provider for Dr. Holtz in Midland to discuss possibility of a pill endoscopy. And it also may be beneficial to refer to hematology for the recurrent severe anemia and the possible protein S deficiency. And 3, hypertension, that is stable. And 4, congestive heart failure, also without exacerbation. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.